Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin is the ranking Democrat on the House Oversight Committee. He made a name for himself during former President Trump's second impeachment, and now he's at a crossroads, weighing a run for the U.S. Senate after going into remission following intensive cancer treatment. NPR congressional correspondent Claudia Grisales has more and a warning that this story contains mentions of suicide.
So we've been in this House for 33 years. I mean, I was born here.
Congressman Jamie Raskin is sitting in the kitchen of his home in Tacoma Park, Maryland, and he's on the verge of a major decision.
I've written a speech announcing my reelection campaign for the House. I've written a speech announcing my candidacy for the Senate.
He's given himself a 4th of July deadline to pick one of those speeches to publicly announce his plans.
I figure out my situation best through the process of writing.
Raskin, a former constitutional law professor, was first elected to the House in 2016 and quickly rose up the ranks. He was the lead manager in former President Trump's second impeachment trial, then a member of the House Select January 6 panel, and today he's the top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee. That means he's one of a core group of Democrats defending President Biden and his administration against Republican investigations.
We're still in the fight of our lives. I mean, Donald Trump is still very much at large, and we're in a struggle to defend democracy and the rule of law.
At the same time, Raskin has been in another fight of his life, battling a serious but curable form of lymphoma. So when Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin said in May he would not seek re-election, Raskin wasn't thinking about entering the race.
I was still just trying to, you know, eat and hold a meal down.
He first got news of his diagnosis in late December 2022 and underwent 6 rounds of chemotherapy. Raskin lost his hair, eyebrows, eyelashes, and his sense of taste. He said everything he ate tasted like an aluminum tennis racket.
Chemo is not something I would wish on my worst enemies in the world.
By May, Raskin got the news he was in remission. It marked the latest chapter in a series of life tests punctuated by trauma and grief.
I mean, as difficult as it was going through chemo and all of this, I mean, nothing compares to losing Tombo.
Tombo is Raskin's nickname for his late son, Tommy Raskin, who died by suicide in December 2020. Raskin remembers Tommy as someone who cared deeply about people and animals and wanted to fight injustice in the world. The day after Tommy was buried, Raskin and some of his family were at the Capitol when it was attacked on January 6, 2021. Raskin takes long, thoughtful pauses when he considers where he is on his journey with grief.
My heart is still broken, but it keeps beating, and we've got so much to live for.
That includes Raskin and his wife seeing their youngest daughter, Tabitha, marry this month.
We have a lot of beautiful things to live for, and we just have to incorporate that. What else can we do?
Today, Raskin's eyelashes have started to grow back. He still sports the bandanas he started wearing when he began losing his hair, inspired by one of his newest friends, Steven Van Zandt of Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Raskin's recent challenges are informing his politics and his priorities. His battle with cancer highlighted the plight of the uninsured, and he has been thinking about what Tommy would say about a potential Senate run.
I think he would ask probably that fundamental utilitarian question, which is, where could I be doing the most good for the most number of people now? And he would say, disregard everything else.
As Raskin considers his next move, he's weighing his seniority in the House against potentially becoming the junior senator from Maryland. And he is still regularly adding to those drafts of his 2 speeches, trying to decide which one makes the most compelling case. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Tacoma Park, Maryland.
If you or someone you know is in crisis, call or text the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Just those 3 digits, 988.